I thought that was a Shamsi impression.
No, a Shamsi impression would be, hey, hey, hey.
A little bit deeper, please.
Hey, welcome back to the 54 Island. What's happening? What's popping? Episode 257. I got the homie Chooks on behind me. I got Shamsi right next to me. And number one is in the building.
Hey, hey, hey.
I love how he's still trying, you know?
Yeah, look, we're going to start really, really, like, you know, we're going to deep dive into this next topic, and we're going to be here for a while, okay? Ayo. So, everyone just brace yourself, because the boys have done their homework about this conversation.
Yeah?
They know exactly what's coming.
No fucking clue.
And, like, they spent all weekend just researching what's been going on in Quit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What?
What happened? Okay. Please, for the audience, please recap.
Well, look, we can't recap because one, this is not a gossipy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and
we're not the blogs.
Yes, we're not gonna talk about it. But what's going on with Halima Boland right now? And before her, what was her name? What's her name? The one that we all dislike for our life.
Fatma Mu'min.
No. The Fatma Mu'min, she killed someone. No. That's an Iraq. That's a different conversation, bro. No. This is not going to be a prostitution conversation, right? We're trying to push away from that.
What's going on here?
Because all the list he just did is wild.
Okay.
What's the name? The one that we kicked out of Middle East.
Rawan.
Rawan bin Hussein.
Yeah, it's open season on Kuwaitis, apparently.
Kuwaiti influencers, to be more specific.
Yeah, yes. Like,
okay.
Hit after hit after hit.
In terms of?
Leaked messages. Leaked voice notes,
okay.
Leaked videos.
Oh shit! Okay.
Like pure like exposing, like Rawan. We already knew like she hates us. Like, you know, we never actually liked her, right? So we always knew that she was a hater towards Saudi. So we didn't give a fuck about her.
Okay,
but like everyone else that's like coming up and like something is happening.
Someone is basically
somebody's leaking the group chat.
Yeah.
Either the thing is like, would you think that it'd be like Kuwait is changing its. The way it usually does business when it comes to these things?
No, I think Kuwait is just quitting right now.
No, because Kuwait for a while, they've been going, I'm not going to say backwards, they were becoming more conservative.
That's one way to phrase it. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's just more of a reaction to the rapid progress in the region. So like, oh, we have to...
So they got scared?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. That's my reading.
But they do have a lot of very... any, as you said, reaction to what's happening. They do have a lot of conservative elements that do preach those values and are not a fan of a lot of the changes that have been happening in Kuwait over the past couple of years.
Yeah, but they were all fine with all these influencers and all these actors and all their drama shows. They were fine with all of that.
Mm.
They were always the loudest.
Mm.
Now we're becoming loud. They all become like more scared.
Okay.
Wasn't like last year they banned yoga?
I think what?
So. Yeah, it was last year.
Really? Something
yeah,
along
an official
those lines.
Ban from like the government.
Yeah.
Good on Kuwait, right?
Royal yoga. Oh, never. Okay. Not the conversation. Not the conversation.
Go but, on. Yoga Mr. Shamsi.
By the way, he was about to say raw yoga. I'm like, what's raw yoga?
It's real. I was about to say real. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Okay.
No, squeaky.
But in terms of the leaks that's happening, it's basically exposing people's dirty laundry. That's what's happening.
Yeah, it's always been happening, but now like it's loud.
Mm,
before, like someone would like leak bullshit about someone else, and then like it'll be a conversation in the street, and people would just ignore.
Mm.
But now, like you know,
it's because government it's rumors,
is
gossips.
Yeah, government's actually like putting out official statements.
It's what you've been noticing. It's almost always somebody's being actively vindictive. Okay. Somebody on the other line is leaking the private conversations. Group chats, whatever.
Of very famous people.
Yeah, the other person. Like somebody got in their feelings or somebody got offended and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to choose violence today.
I'm a true believer. If you leak someone's bullshit, both of you get punishment.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, so you get the punishment first for leaking it.
Also
and then we'll figure it out if the...
You will get the punishment if something's leaked about you if you did something wrong. If you did nothing wrong, there's going to be no punishment for you.
Exactly.
Right? So like in Rawan's case, like her talking shit about Saudi, like, you know, no, she should be banned from coming to the country.
Exactly.
Right? But for other people, like Halim was like, this leaking her pictures or whatever. No, that's some bullshit.
Like some personal...
Exactly. You know. And like the way that like the government or whatever lawyers are handling it, it's like, doesn't make sense. Like why you're framing her in a certain way, but the guy who leaked everything and actually caused this whole thing, you're looking at him in a different way.
He is the source of the problem.
He is the source of the problem. You know? You're the one that's leaking.
But then again, Yanni, I think, I don't know, but Yanni, as you mentioned, like there are might elements in society that are not a fan of these influences, right?
It doesn't matter. Even here in Saudi, if you leak something,
I agree, definitely. And it's not okay for you to try to bring someone down like that in any way, shape, or form, honestly. Like, you know, especially when it comes to private information.
The problem is that when you make this, the point is you want to destroy somebody in the court of public opinion. Okay, exactly. you do this knowing that, I will get punished or I will get dragged into court. But the point is that I want the dirty laundry to be out there, because once the dirty laundry is out, you can't put it back.
Yeah, you are basically trying to destroy someone.
True.
Which kind of opens up the question, should you even give that dirty laundry any sort of attention in that situation?
Who?
I mean, in terms of public opinion. Public opinion is fickle, obviously.
Exactly.
People love gossip.
And not just that, you can't control the mob.
You can't.
The mob is out there and has blood or a scent of blood, obviously it's going to drive it to go.
And the mob is awake 24/7.
And the online mob.
Just like the real mob.
No. And the online.
They learn from the best.
Exactly.
And the worst.
But the online mob is always active.
Harmony. You know?
Anyway. Trolls be trolling.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like, And look, they kind of created that kind of culture, though.
What do you mean they?
Kuwait.
Okay.
With their drama. I'm going to say the people. Mm-hmm. Their cinemas. Mm-hmm. They allowed the, what's going on with that person? Did you hear... Oh,
there's always
drugs. They allowed that to be a thing that they all will talk about publicly,
and not just recently.
Yeah, this is like from like back in the day.
Yeah, it's called the Ambe balance.
All right, okay. You need to relax.
No, but so, in terms of the society allowing that conversation to happen.
I hate this guy.
it's the Ambe treatment area.
Okay,
Ambe.
So, you know, everybody's got a,
everybody has an umbe.
I don't even know how to spell that. So that's the issue. Yeah, that's my issue.
It's two letters. Umbe.
You suck.
Okay, first off. Okay, really suck. Can you tell me? Hold on. What's the letter in
B.
It sounds like two letters.
The song goes.
Maybe three.
The song goes A, B, C, D, B. Hey.
This is stupid. Anyway, it is kind of crazy, though.
It's fucked up, honestly, to see as well. Like, you would never want to see somebody's private business out like that. You know? Get attacked in that way.
What I saw on X, there was a guy who reposted some of the leaked things and had like 500 comments. And you know your boy. Whenever there's a post, I'm straight to the comments. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Inspector.
Exactly. Like,
we don't like gossip whatsoever.
We like to know what people think about gossip.
We like to, you know exactly why you're going to the comment section. Mm. You're going there to see the stupidity, right? But what I found was actually surprising.
Okay.
Everybody was angry that he was posting and they were asking him to take it down.
Obviously.
You know? No, that wasn't never really the case for a lot of people.
Yeah, but so, again, it's someone's private shit, you know?
Yeah, so many other people's private shit came out. Everyone was like...
The comments... Hold up, I can't...
The comments were actually
angry. It's
not
registering. Ew.
The comments were actually angry that he posted what was leaked about her. Mm. They were telling him to take it down.
Yeah. Okay, reposted.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah,
The internet has a consciousness.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I was actually surprised by that. And I respected it so much. I was like, that's the kind of comment that you would like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was just comment after comment of intashekul, 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 intashekul.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're going to mute you for the rest of the day.
Please.
Until you update your quit software.
I'm bye.
And what about the rest of the comments?
No, I'm telling you, like, the majority of the comments. It was this. It was half nefzek. It was like, really, it was beautiful to see, actually. Mm. Like, you know, let's stop this bullshit. Let's not entertain this. Let's not expose. We're not what... Because, TMZ and all these things allow these things to be a normal thing, right?
Yeah.
And it became a normal thing here. Oh, fadayah al-nas. Mm. People getting exposed. And then we're kind of allowing that culture to steep into ours, and we should not allow that. I'm like, we should not have this.
I don't think it's steep. I agree. Oh, first of all, yes, I do agree.
Even religiously.
Yes.
Religiously.
Definitely, definitely. You know? Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I don't think it's a widespread problem overall, like in the GCC, but Kuwait is a special... case. Kuwait has always had...
They've always been special.
True. A lot of different ways.
Wheelchair special.
A lot of different ways. they've always had a more public sphere with a lot of more public faces that engage and, put themselves out there. And you do understand, like, sometimes, you know, people, not everybody's gonna like you.
They were the popular kid in the entertainment scene.
Yeah. And true. You will have people that will try to bring you down.
Although it's interesting as the evolution of the quote-unquote concept of Faliha, how it, where it started and where it came.
Remember, I'd love to see the update in the dictionary for the word Faliha.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when... back in the day when the idea of Faliha Tfilan, صورة تبدو الحجاب مثلا. Now it's... The level of escalation has become unacceptable.
Exactly. That's why it should not only be like a government law that steps in to stop this. It should be also the people asking this to stop.
Mm.
It should be both hands saying, yo, we don't want to do this.
This shouldn't be allowed. You know, the idea of any kind of leveraging private information or blackmailing somebody into something, you know, or just exposing. It's
as laws, it's already there, you know, but... The internet is something you can't control.
True.
And it's something that there needs to be a way that we can put two and two together, because you're allowing the internet to run wild, which is understandably why you want to run wild, but there's certain things that should not be crossed.
Well, you see, that's the thing. The comments that you mentioned, the shift in how people responded, that tells you that, yes, at least there is that sense of a little bit of consciousness in terms of the people who are looking at that sense and recognizing immediately, like, yo, don't give this air. You know, this is what you're doing. You saw something burning and you're basically trying to fan the flames. So that, I think, is a difference between us and between when you look at TMZ, at least, or celebrity culture in the West. Because there, there is an expectation that you want more. You know, there is a desire for blood and a baying of the hounds, in a sense. You know?
In the States, they live for viral moments and... They enjoy shock culture.
And the UK as well.
Right?
Like the tabloid culture in the UK is very much...
No, that's the dirty.
It's very much built on that.
UK is even worse.
Exposure of people, you know, and destruction of reputations and like playing that public game.
I know.
And
the UK is actively malicious. They'll actually go as far as to actually wiretap people and shit.
Oh, they did?
And they have.
Yeah, I think it was Piers Morgan, actually.
Yeah.
When he was editor-in-chief. Oh. So, and you look at the difference in perspective between us and them. And yes, there is the seeping of that culture in a little bit, you know, in a sense. But at the same time, there is our own cultural identity as a response to that when you see the comments like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, we allowed all these influencers to do all these things to cause a way for us to start looking at them.
Did we allow them, bro? They started doing their own shit, their thing.
They
right?
started doing it. We started looking at it, and then we kept allowing it to happen over and over again. No, it's the difference between entertainment and you trying to garner attention at any cost.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Entertainment. There's a value of what I'm going to look at. There's entertainment, Shamsi. Mm. This is not entertainment.
Influencer culture is not always built on.
Influencer culture was never entertainment.
Value. You know, it was never built. It was built on attention span.
Yes.
Attention span.
And that means we keep allowing it to happen.
And that's why I'm saying entertainment, because, you know, whatever.
No, it's nowhere near entertainment.
It's different. I found Gustik, yeah.
In the beginning.
There's no skill put into it as much as, you know, or craft or effort. Or
yeah. Your goal is to get those viewer numbers
those
up.
Those clicks. Exactly. You know, shock value.
How do you keep them? They're not entertained.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Regardless of value, it is still entertainment.
In the beginning, there was a novelty to the idea of, oh, this is somebody putting their life out there and basically showing a certain lifestyle, a high-end lifestyle, luxury lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
The term fashionista was basically, oh, these are people who are fashionable.
Yeah.
And then it escalated from there.
Because you were looking at them at first, trying to get ideas how to make either, like, you know, decorate your house better, get better clothes,
never see that.
Or whatever it was. Ad-libs. So you were looking at it for a reason, right? And then that reason died down. It became more sales. It became more clicks.
Yeah.
The more views that I get, the more money that I get. And then when those numbers start going down, okay, is cleavage going to make it work this time or should I hit the beach? You know, that's what it was.
I see what you're saying. It started from one place and it ended up growing into this monster, this uncontrollable monster.
Exactly.
You know?
They were
its
getting hungry.
Its own industry, you know, that, you know, a lot of people had to keep alive, had to maintain.
They were getting hungrier, right? And when they were looking for means to quench their thirst, they decided to go and cross the line. And all we did was saying, oh, they crossed the line. And we just kept looking.
Yeah.
We looked. Like, oh, they crossed the line. Okay.
Yeah, replay.
This is
replay.
Screenshot.
This is yeah, again the fact that we can replay.
I'm
and
sorry, you just exposed yourself right there, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going.
The fact that you can replay and screenshot and just watch it is just another sense that this is very much unprecedented territory, right? Like there's no guidebooks for you to deal with this. Like, what is going on right now? You're seeing a convergence of technology, a convergence of our own identity and cultural heritage, and, you know, people who with malicious intent. So there's no, this is where these are all new things for us to deal with. So we as a society obviously need to figure out the right response for this that fits in touch with our own values and our own way of thinking.
Some people are one light bulb away from going to OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Number one has his hand up. I just want to see what he says.
Oh, he has his hands up.
Literally.
Yes, I'm taking your comment to heart.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No ad libs, homie. No ad libs.
Go ahead.
I completely disagree with your point. We okay. do have a way to deal with this and how we present ourselves.
The law?
No. Mm. Yes, of course, the law.
It's not always capital punishment. No.
I just think relax. The law. Okay.
You know, before culture. The law, we have our culture.
Tradition.
Our tradition, and above that, our religion.
Yes.
The way me, myself, and Turks conduct ourselves on social media is the same way we conduct ourselves
in real life.
In real life.
Supposedly. But then you and I know that the shield and the mask of social media brings out the worst in people.
True, but tell
yeah, but he was talking about him and Turks, though.
So. Yeah, and himself.
I'm saying people.
Yeah,
you know?
People yeah. outside, yeah. but he listen to his point for a second.
Your point is that we're not equipped to deal with it. My point is that actually we are. People just choose not to deal with it the correct way. If you're shitting on somebody behind a fake account, that's still unacceptable within our culture and tradition, even if nobody knows who you are.
Mm. Even between your parents.
Yeah, that's why riba is haram. What you're doing is basically digital riba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then again, yes, we do know that is all well and true, but in reality, that's still not what happened.
Yeah, then is
there... And reality is the abundant hate that people get on the internet on a daily basis online, the spread of wild. Bullying and, yes. and tanammur and people with mental issues because of that online is also exponential. And that tells you that the reality does not match what you're talking
there
about.
There is where we have the law. القانون يربي اللي ما يتربى.
Also true. But in this kind of situation, you are in a place where somebody leaked something and you don't know who that is.
Actually, you can.
You can.
Fair, you can yep. also good and great. But saying somebody could hack somebody else's phone and then take that information and spread it, and then you would. There's all French girls. It's the internet.
Yeah, anonymity is the standard, of course. But I mean, at the end of the day, how much of the internet can you regulate? And okay, I can
not that any, much.
Track an IP address of someone who did a huge leak and punish them for it. But am I going to do the same for a hateful comment?
No.
No, a lot of people do, actually. There's a lot of people on Twitter who are...
Hateful?
Who have a huge following. Mm. Whenever someone attacks them, they write right under. It's like, yo, I took a screenshot and I'm going to report this.
Mm. We also have a law here in Saudi that allows you to do that.
Exactly.
That's not the case everywhere else in the world, or at least in the GCC maybe as well.
Yeah.
So the recourse to the law is not always equal.
Some countries are more strict when it comes to others.
I think we have a very high standard for that.
Yeah, for example, the UK is one of the few Western countries where actually people will knock on your door and like, hey, this comment is a bit problematic. What did you mean by whites rise up?
But then again, the UK has always had libel laws, with newspapers and stuff for a long time. So they do have case history in that.
Yeah, شوف
you're not allowed to say certain things about certain people. And if you do, then you are liable to get prosecuted or asked to be, retracted out in public.
The only outlier, and I say outlier, and I mean extreme outlier, is the United States.
Free speech.
Yeah.
Yes. تتعدى الأمريكا يتعدى الباقي العالم.
Humans need religion and governance.
Correct. Shamsi?
Mm.
It's not one or the other.
True.
It's both.
Mm.
You need the moral compass.
Exactly. and you need someone to remind you
exactly of your moral compass.
the celestial and the grounded.
Yeah, honestly. A lot of people will say that they would love less government so they can do whatever they want, but they're just talking about it because they're at a certain age bracket and they see the life in a certain way.
Yeah,
but when you go, like, there's a reason. I told you this about my friends. Like, my friends, we grew up saying fuck the police, right? And now I'm looking at all my friends saying, yo, we need more policing in our neighborhood.
Our community needs to feel safer.
Exactly. You know.
Are they parents, by the way?
Yes, they are.
Correct.
World changes. Your point of view of the world changes as you grow older.
Order. We're people. We need order.
Yeah, just like children. Children need order. And everyone else needs order.
And in order for society.
People and groups are children.
Yes.
And in order for society to grow and to thrive and to be able to actually live in harmony, somebody needs to hold a stick.
I support I support giving people rights and lefts.
Yeah. He has a way of killing conversation.
Why is he back?
Anyway, you were here last episode.
I was here, yes.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You should go more often.
That was Britain.
There was an article about Nike. It was on Sneaker Freaker Mac. Okay.
What? Sorry? No.
We will stop here and discuss.
No, it's not my fault.
Do we have to put a plus 18 on this?
No, we're good. It says Zoom meetings are to blame for Nike's lack of innovation.
Zoom meetings?
Yes.
Because
Nike, since COVID, have been allowed a lot of their employees to just work from home.
Okay.
And then until last year, they forced everybody to come back to work. And the reason for that was the reason we were lacking innovation was because nobody was on the ground. We didn't have people in groups actually working together and doing things. Everyone was separated, being their own creative selves, and there was no good collaboration of putting things together.
Interesting.
Yeah, in a creative field, I would say that makes sense. In a collaborative creative field.
But if you're
designing solo, relax, you want your own space where you can just... Okay.
Yeah, but none of them are usually designed solo. Actually, no, the designers, some of them, they have like, you know, a list of things that they need to work on, right?
Yeah.
And hand it over. But if you're not sitting with a bunch of creatives and if you're not absorbing other creatives of what they're doing, because at the end of the day, you're not doing it for yourself.
If you're not in the room.
Because you're creating a product for a company that has an identity already. And it has a breakdown of what they want, what they're looking for. So what they're asking of you is not for you to bring me only... Shamsi's creativity or Turks or Adidas or Number Ones. No, they want all four of us to come together to create something for them that they can say, yeah, this is perfect creativity. For us.
Like the Power Rangers.
No, like Captain Planet.
About
yeah.
You know Captain Planet?
No, I agree with you, actually. I agree. Creativity, like even when I have my own meetings on Zoom, you do sense that there is a lower amount of energy than if you have those meetings in person. And when it comes to, as Turks put it, creative collaborative field, you know, usually the result is better than the sum of its parts, especially when it comes to something like creating a sneaker, you know. But it makes sense, you know. It's
yeah, taking
you
a
just
break,
repeated everything that I just said,
taking a break during like your design tunnel vision and walking around seeing your peers and what they're designing and what they're doing and what sketches and drawings they have, like all around, really gives you a great opportunity to gain inspiration and just look at their designs from a different perspective. That could help you change whatever you're doing. If you're working from home, خلاص راحت عليك. We have
مداخلة.
There's a kid in the back.
Raising your hand.
الجمهور.
What do you want?
Hold on, stand. I'll take the mic.
So you see how Turks had something to contribute to the conversation?
That was your contribution. Please shut the fuck up.
And you see how I shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't have anything to contribute. Try doing that.
Okay. How about you try not take us away from the conversation that we were in?
Anything you would like to add, sir?
No, I don't. Jaid Abson Hart.
Do you not believe in creative collaboration?
Jai Lab Snad is my new favorite. I don't give a fuck statement.
Do you even have shoes, bro? Do you even have sneakers?
لا ما حتى ما لبست الجزمة.
This is how low of a care.
I don't give. I have a much conversation.
Man, I'm just mad. Yeah, hello, bro. I hate us. Yeah. I really hate us.
What do you think? I have thoughts on sneakers. No, I don't.
No, the point is not the fucking sneakers, you fucking idiot.
Oh, Lord.
It's the idea of...
Yeah, collaborate in person is better. خلاص مداخلتي.
But the thing is, like, Nike has been falling for a while, right? They've been having issues for a good 2 years, 3 years.
Like, I just bought a shoe yesterday.
You bought a shoe yesterday, but when was the last time you saw something like, oh, I need to have this?
Oh, yeah, a while. Their new designs, yeah, I don't like them.
And not just that. I think the fact that you have New Balance and all these other companies growing and taking market share also speaks to the lack of dominance in my
country. And the same way that Adidas grew because Nike was not being innovative, Nike went around and became innovative and just ate the whole market. And now every time you see another brand have more control of the market, was that?
When was that?
This is the Yeezys and Boost era.
Yeah. Mm. And then, back then.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is 2010s.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that long ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Nike, until Virgil, they were not doing anything innovative.
Exactly.
So when they came with the Off-White and started doing good releases, everyone's like, okay, Nike's back. They took back all the share of the market that Adidas took away from it and actually crushed the whole competition. And then during COVID, it started falling and falling and falling and falling. And New Balance started growing and growing and growing because New Balance found a way. Keep in mind, New Balance was getting canceled.
Bro,
in 2019.
Bro, the fact that
they were getting canceled?
Yes, remember because they were supporting Trump.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, canceled because
the dad shoes supported the dad? Yes, okay, yes. Good to know, yeah.
And then everyone started buying it.
The fact that New Balance made the comeback that it did, honestly, is just incredible. But
have you guys seen the Vaporfly?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Sorry.
It's a shitty ass.
I'm not impressed by anything that
Nike's doing. It's a stupid ass shit.
So now he's bringing everyone back. If in a year time, the releases don't get better, then they actually have a bigger problem than just people working from home.
The lack of creativity.
True. Yeah.
But we're looking at we're not looking at Nike as just a sportswear company. We're looking at Nike as a fashion, cultural trendsetter. Yes.
Yes. It's always been bigger than just a sports company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the relevance in terms of the culture of fashion hasn't really been with Nike for a minute. You mentioned it since Virgil, but after that, it's not. The focus has no longer been on Nike.
But yeah, they're riding on their the iconics, basically. The Air Forces, the Jordans.
And the celebrity endorsements, the athlete endorsements.
In 2 years, their stock went down 22.37%.
22? Oof, that's a lot.
That's in 2 years.
That's the last 2 years.
Yes.
So you're saying buy the dip?
No.
No, we're saying...
But now.
Get help.
We're talking about the growth of creative alternatives.
This guy's by the dip.
You're not listening. Are you listening to the same conversation we're having?
I don't have anything to contribute.
Don't you do sports?
I do gym, but it's different.
مش تلبس.
نعم.
It's the Nuba.
He's the only one at the gym. You'll find help. Give the workout.
Yes.
So the one is in the squad.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. You see the مطوع اللي يروح للابتكال بثوب? That's me.
I'm
do
glad.
You deadlift a ghanem?
Sorry. Ya Allah, min fadlik.
Though fun fact, Berberi 10 kilo. So there is an equivalent if I want to go that route. Yeah.
There's precedent here.
Ya Allah.
And my bench press is 4 barabi wutli.
Okay, all right. So announcement came out. I think it was today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Aramco signs a 4-year deal with FIFA.
What? FIFA?
FIFA.
Is a sponsor?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know nothing else.
That's an interesting,
I just remember
approach right from FIFA, I guess. Always. That was saying that again, signs with FIFA going for the biggest and the best in the world. That's us.
Yeah, it's a big company. Aramco and Energy Company, majority owned by the... Okay, where is it? Has been announced as... I'm going to open it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't... It's not really something surprising from FIFA to go look for money. But the surprise for me is Aramco.
Your sponsor.
Sponsorship.
Well, when you kind of see how much the deal is, you kind of like, oh, okay.
Definitely FIFA's going to go for it.
I got to figure it out. Aramco and Energy Company, majority owned by the Saudi government. No shit.
Yeah.
The sponsorship deal was first reported by the Times last November, with the arrangement then said to be worth up to $100 million a year.
Ooh.
The contract, which runs until 2027, further strengthens the ties between soccer's global governing body. We are delighted to welcome Aramco to FIFA's family of global partners. This partnership will assist FIFA to successfully deliver its flagship tournaments over the next 4 years, and as is the case with all our commercial agreements, enable us to provide enhanced support to our 211 FIFA member associations across the globe. Aramco has a strong track record of supporting world-class events. True. Look at Formula One.
True.
Correct.
But also a focus on developing grassroots sport initiatives. That's true also.
Correct.
Because like people used to golf in Aramco before golf became a thing here. People in Shargiyah. We look forward to collaborating with them on a variety of initiatives over the coming years. Aramco has sponsored agreements in a number of other sports, including Formula One, where it also has a top-tier global partner. The last partnership was met with condemnation by... Okay, no way.
You're basically buying into the biggest sport in the world, like not just in terms of what they can deliver to the World Cup, but in terms of what they're doing for grassroots football across the world. You know, it chimes with, if we're talking about not just popularity, but something that people actually care about, it chimes in with that.
Why is Aramco sponsoring? That's my question.
Yes.
I need someone to explain. I know you guys have answers, so that's why I'm asking.
I am Mr. Marketing Man. Hold so on. Sponsorship is a way for a brand to get its brand out there.
Visibility.
Yeah. So as Aramco, and you are one of, if not the biggest companies on the planet.
Also switched up from just being an oil company to becoming an energy company.
Correct. $100 million a year is quite literally chump change for them. Khafayef. And if we're getting that amount of exposure based on that amount of investment, that sponsorship is paying for itself.
Yeah, but
because here's the thing. If you are a sponsor,
yep,
you're getting visibility on you. These events attract VIPs, those are often attended by a representative from Aramco or whoever is sponsoring. Mm-hmm. There you generate leads, you explore additional opportunities based on who's there, etc., etc. So
Aramco is doing what it should have done 20 years
ago.
It's basically you putting your brand in front of the world.
Yeah.
And we're talking about FIFA.
Yeah, but that's
about
a huge brand that in front of football players?
In front of players.
Like, keep in mind, we know Aramco.
Most of the world doesn't.
Yeah, if you ask anyone about Shell or Exxon, they know what Shell or Exxon is, but no one ever heard of Aramco.
What is Aramco? Aramco is the Saudi...
Yeah, turn on that light behind you. I was like, wondering, why is it so dark?
Aramco is the Saudi energy company. You know? Yeah. You said it, a partnership with 211 FIFA member confederations. So all of those confederations around the world are now, like the Aramco logo is there for them to see. Mm-hmm. They're exposed to it in terms of the assistance they get, in terms of the programs that FIFA provide to them, sponsored by Aramco. You know, the Aramco Kids Youth League. That is basically what they're doing, you know, which allows your brand to grow, which allows more people to know about your brand, which brings more business opportunities your way.
But for me, the partnership deal between Aramco and Formula One, for me, is way more interesting than it is with FIFA.
Because that's technological?
Exactly, based. Yeah. They do R&D for FIFA. New fuels. They're trying to make sure the sport will last on forever.
Not the FIFA.
Formula One.
Formula One, yeah.
FIA, yeah.
Yes.
So that makes sense to me. But football, I don't know.
Almost half of Germany had Gazprom on their jerseys for a long, long time.
Yeah, but I don't know why B2B companies sponsor like sports.
Because they want to be out there.
Yes. Awareness.
Because they want you to think of them and be aware of them. And,
They want to be a trusted product.
They want you to know
Fair
who
enough.
They are.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a thought exercise, Turks. Mm. Let's assume I am Hans Hansmann. And I
you're not white enough to be Hans Hansmann.
Or blonde enough.
You're close there, yeah.
Or blue white enough.
I'm Hans Hansmann, and I am the chairman of Hansmann Co. Shipping Containers.
Yes.
Wow.
Nobody knows who I am outside of the shipping container business.
Which is your core audience.
My local core audience.
Okay. Yeah.
So Hans Hansmann is
And the Hans family.
Yeah. And the Hans clan is known in
samurais. No. Hans Hansmann cannot have a clan. That is very bad.
Because he is a clan.
You know how he's going to spell that.
Yeah, anyway,
So capital K.
So the Hansmans are known in Germany. Uh-huh. But if you partner with FIFA, FIFA has the Hansmann logo everywhere. And
yes,
the world will know you.
Yes, and I don't know, Carlos Carlosson, Yes. The shipping container
in Colombia.
In Colombia.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm well aware. Well aware of where Carlos Carsman is from.
Let's go.
I have boats, but I need shipping containers. Hans Hansman, can you help me out?
No, it's on the sea.
Yes. Colombia, sea. Correct.
He got it.
We are stupid. Are stupid.
Whoever understands these jokes,
we're enjoying this so much, guys.
We appreciate you.
Anyway. Tell us more about Hounds and Claws.
So I just explained lead generation to Turks.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you very much. Should have studied marketing.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's a good move for Aramco, honestly. And as you mentioned, it's jump change. It's FIFA.
Yes.
Football.
Ad libs.
Have you ever been watching Gilles' story?
I want to go to Japan recently. With him.
He's in South Korea right now.
Okay. recently.
Okay. Just to give an idea.
I want to go to Japan. No, he's not.
He was there though, right?
He was in Japan.
He was.
So he was in Japan. He was doing car things in Japan. Then he went to South Korea and he's been posting food nonstop.
Correct. Mm.
That should be his show, dude.
I'm telling you.
No, it should be called Car Things in Japan. No,
we're just away from him doing a movie trip where he just covers cinema and we have the whole trifecta.
We have an Amazon deal.
Well, it's a trilogy.
I traveled Japan with him. Now I travel South Korea.
To do food things.
Yes.
Okay.
He did a lot of food, but he's a dedicated vegetarian.
So much.
I don't know. Like if you watch all his posts, it's nothing but
celery,
vegetarian food.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes. Kimchi,
like thick wagyu Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, we just Gilles has a new drop, so everyone go try it. Their new classic line. Love it. Hope he gets back home safe. He's been out of the
from
city
his
for
foreign
long.
Trips.
Exactly, bro. Like that boy's a hustler, bro. He went. He did shooting for Team Gedek. They have. I think most likely they're going to release videos about it. They have to release videos about it.
Mm.
And then he went to South Korea because I'm sure that he's married. He just doesn't want to tell us.
Maybe he's hungry.
Hey, we're not about gossip or rumors, guys.
No.
But we're going to make it up today.
Hypothesizing here.
Exactly. He's married. I know for a fact he's married.
Yeah, Kim Gellick, shout out.
Yo. Yo. Kim with the nukes. Gellick got nukes, yo. Yo, Gellick, by the way, we're sorry you're not married. We love you. Come back home safe.
We know. Disclaimer, we know.
Anyway. We love you, bro.
Yeah. Additional disclaimer. When Adel said shooting, he meant video shooting.
Yes,
that collab though, I would kill for that collab. Kim X Gellick.
Kim X.
Oh.
Oh, okay, he's gonna kick our ass.
If only.
He's gonna, he's gonna kill us. I already have like 8 messages from him that haven't opened yet.
You know it's coming.
We're recording, my guy. I'll reply to you after, and I'm sorry also. Anyway, we were talking a couple of months ago about the Vision Pro, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And how no one cares right now.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And no one's buying it.
Yeah, Apple like reduced even the sales. Because like there's no ask for it, like, you know.
So from
it's a first generation product, okay?
Yep. Mm.
But
apparently the sales are really down.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, I think, a $22 billion contract that the US gave to Microsoft.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For a headset called, I think it's called Ivis. Oh, yes, Ivis. It's a mixed reality headset.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Leave it to America to gamify killing people.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Okay.
Is this for drones?
No. This is for the actual soldiers.
Battle droids?
Yeah, so battle droids. No, for humans. So they created this mixed reality headset that now I think they're on Vision 2, I think, or Virgin 1.2 or something like that, right? I really did dive into this, right? Let me just give you some of the points.
Sounds like sci-fi shit, basically.
It's think of the Apple Vision Pro, except with a big battery pack.
Think of a Google Glass for death.
It's not a Google Glass. Vision Pro, it's literally huge, right? So
as assistant, it gives you stats and stuff.
Yes. So what it does is it helps you in identifying targets. Gives you a 3D map, a drone view, heat scanning,
drone view,
identifying targets,
points.
By facial recognition.
Yeah, مربعات.
Okay.
Okay.
Show mission and tasks.
Target. Yo, that's a HUD.
That's a HUD. Yes.
The FPS HUD.
Collect live data. Okay. And it comes with like this So you have the headset because it's supposed to be light on your face, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And then behind you, there's a battery pack and a whole CPU.
Okay.
Well, not a whole CPU. How big is it? Like a laptop.
Okay.
It's a lot for a normal guy to walk down the street with. But for the soldiers, they're already carrying so many things.
Keep in mind.
He's carrying an extra laptop.
This is plus whatever, it's 60 pounds of, you know.
No, it's actually like less than that. I think the first one was like 30 pounds, 40 pounds.
Yeah, this is plus the 60 pounds of other shit he has to carry. Yeah.
No, I think those, they balance it depending on what they need for missions, right? But anyway, that's the point.
Yeah, you're not going to have to keep carrying a lot of equipment because you got that on.
So apparently they've been testing it in the field. I wonder which field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they've been going back and forth. So they've been going back and forth with soldiers trying to convince them, like, yo, y'all need to have this. And soldiers who have been using it have been saying, yo, after 2 hours, like, I can't focus.
There's too much going on.
Yeah, we're strained. Our eyes are strained. It's not like we're just focusing, you know, trying to keep our energy up. Like, I can't do this the whole day.
There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, welcome to the struggles of gamers. Yeah. Yeah. Soldiers.
As a gamer, I say weak.
Look at how happy he is.
You Navy SEALs suck.
Jealous.
Mesquine.
This is what Overwatch players have to be put up with. No, but it's actually terrifying, A. B, kind of not surprising, honestly, to see the gamifying of death, as you put it, right? Like, it's just 1+1. Hey, we have this headset that does AR.
It's going to highlight a red target for you to hit. It's all vibes.
It's going to make things, it's going to give you more information. It's going to keep it right there. I can look at a drone. I can look at the sky. What? No, that's just crazy.
Yeah, whoever gets the most points gets promoted after the end of the mission.
You know?
The collection of live data is ridiculous.
Imagine just the amount of data.
Like on the spot, on the scanning.
Yes.
No. Imagine everything you're seeing is being recorded. And imagine that you have a giant, you know, display somewhere that shows you where all your soldiers are, and you get to see live feeds of all these soldiers and what they're looking at.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. The whole live feed going back.
And that's getting recorded. And that's getting processed to actually give you a picture of the battlefield live in real time, you know, plus the drones that are flying above. You know, and bro, the amount of information that you need to process just to be able to actually serve this is insane.
And it goes back to the conversation that we had. The only way that we're ever going to have a Vision Pro that's 100% that everybody would love is the second you find out that the military had been doing the same thing for a long, long time. And it turns out that they were doing it for a long, long time. Microsoft is actually working on this for a while.
So this is version 3.4, not even
they're calling it version 1.4 or 1.2. So that means
means you had a good 300. Exactly. You know, 0.0 ABT set.
But this is the second generation machine that they just like showed them. And
nobody else is close to this kind of
technology. No, bro.
So this combined with whatever Boston Dynamics released,
it's over.
Yeah.
No, but the
future is never.
This is the kind of thing.
The future is never.
It's not now. This is the kind of thing that makes me think that you genuinely cannot, like, you don't have enough human processing power to be able to actually, you know, accurately analyze this and tell you what to do. This is where AI actually comes into play. Being able to take all of this data and process it in a way and spit out instructions. This, again, Skynet, bro. Skynet comes from somewhere, you know. It sounds like a good place.
You have all these scanners on the spot, on the ground, walking around, and you know exactly where each and every one of them is, like, located. You can,
they're called people.
Create a 3D. No. At that point, they're not people anymore. They're scanners.
I know. That's a terrifying thing. You're right.
You can create a 3D model of the entire battlefield and record it and play back and whatever you want. Yeah.
So you don't, you do need some sort of
data,
super processing. No, exactly. No, just that super processing power for you to be able to actually really sift through all of that and build that accurate image and come out with those solutions that, you know, are actually.
You already saw the drones that they have that's like the size of your finger.
The flies?
By the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those, just have them run around. They're already just recording everything for you. You can have data in any way, shape, or form that you want.
Does this prove the birds really aren't real?
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a movement, you know.
No.
And I'm sure, again, about dude, if they think that there's a reason that.
Birds in 5G.
Birds in 5G, exactly, bro. Like there's computer flies flying around recording shit.
What are Elmo's?
Have you ever seen a bird being born? Exactly.
No, don't do that.
They're not born. They come out of eggs, you idiot.
Don't do comedy. Don't do comedy.
Eggs are not birth.
First off, don't say exactly when I can just Google it.
Okay. No. Have you seen it?
Do I live in a tree? Nah.
Did you ever
live in a tree? Am I also a bird? Nah.
Did you ever live in a tree? No.
I did it one time in my life. My sisters are laughing right now. Yeah. But, you know, actually, my older sister's laughing.
How
right
long?
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Couple of hours? Yeah. And then the tree fell?
No.
Okay.
I fell.
You fell. Okay. I know.
The tree okay.
But you tried. You tried.
Yeah, the trauma of my life.
The trauma of the tree.
Wow. Oh, just wow.
I felt for him, bro.
Very submissive. Yeah. Ew.
No, that's what Aziz thought I would like. Aziz.
Yes.
Oh, we're done?
Oh, yeah.
That was quick.
Well, to tell you the truth, yeah. I would love to go into two other topics, okay. But yeah, I got work in the morning.
I mean, I don't know what that is.
يعني نهتم فينا
نهتم فينا
قلبها رهيف.
We have more shit for more next time.
Actually we don't know. Yes, do. If I'm going to do what's
next left. Time خلاص غفلنا بروح.
Oh, but before we bounce.
He was just complaining.
والله زين
يا I don't get this dude.
بعدينا خلاص بعدينا.
Hold a thought for more than 1 second.
First off, before we bounce, congratulations to Dalia and Abdulrahman.
Alf Alf Mabrook. Congrats.
Thank you for inviting us. We appreciate you. It was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, beautiful people. I don't know that me and Abdulrahman had people that we know so closely. So it was beautiful to see that, you know, we all have connections from one way or another. Wish you guys all the best. I hope you have an amazing life.
Amen.
And full of love and care and things that Shamsi will never feel in his life.
And more love. And more love.
And we appreciate you. And we out?
Yeah.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.